It is no secret that the enemies and distractions of Christianity rove about constantly. If only we had just our human distractions, that would be plenty. And by that I mean the constant influx of noise from media of every form, and from our companions, and the constant distraction that our mortal nature provides. You get tired, you get distracted, you get fascinated, hooked on something. If only we had those ordinary human distractions, that would be frustrating enough. But then on top of that, there are people who do truly wish us harm. And on top of that, there are the spiritual forces always at work, always suggesting, never tiring, always tempting, always distracting. And it's important, at least as a first step, to recognize that some of the reason why you feel like you're making no progress is not because of you. It's because of all these other things. Now, before I go too far there, that's a really good excuse. It's an excuse, but it's a good one, right? You know, it's unsurprising that we don't succeed when there are actively people against us. It doesn't mean it's impossible to succeed. It just means it's hard. But it's important to start there. Because if you don't start resisting the exterior forces, how are we ever going to fight the interior battles? It would be enough if I was my own enemy. If I was only my own enemy. But I'm not. Or if we only had the physical forces of the world to fight with. But it's not. Or if we only had the distraction of the spiritual realm. But it's not. But even with all of this, all of it, nothing has overcome Jesus Christ. Nothing has beaten God. And so you can be confident that whatever the Lord throws your way, you will overcome. You may fail this time, but salvation is not measured in moments. It's measured in lifetimes. This failure may make you stronger. Okay. This failure may just be a reminder of your mortality, your limitation. Okay. But be confident that the Lord is going to shore you up so that whatever major challenge comes your way, you will be able to overcome it. And most importantly, be with him forever in paradise. Remember. That is God's ultimate goal. And everything else is worth giving up and sacrificing for the sake of your eternal salvation.